Welcome to the prophetic news here on your website, Mindset Media Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who are listening to us, we are talking about the seasons of God that brings prayer into physical manifestation. I'm declaring a secret concerning God's prophetic purpose through which He does things in the earthly realm. Today I've come to talk about prayer, a time frame and a season in time. It's an evening season when the sun is going down over the earth. The scripture says unto us that that's a twilight zone. And what is a twilight zone? Because it's even written in the scriptures. I'm going to take scriptures written down. Proverbs chapter 7 verse 9. It talks to us in the twilight in the evening. That's Proverbs chapter 7 verse 9. And in the twilight in the evening, what time is that? When the sun is going down over the earth. When the sun is going down over the earth, that's a time of prayer. Why is it a time of prayer? Because that's a time where the energies of God, the agricultural energies, the environment known as the Shekinah presence of God, comes down in the earth to intimate or to connect with man. And if man is also connected to God, spiritually related to God through prayer, through utterance of certain declaration prophetically and by revelation wise, that man or that woman will be able to cause certain things to happen, to cultivate, to program, to nurture, to put into force, to direct, to fashion, yeah, to cultivate, to demand, and to decree. In that time, things, all living organisms in the earth are open for nurturing. They are open for cultivating. Now, let me just say this before we go further, as I'm speaking about the twilight zone. If you understand what cultivating is and what farming is, you understand that there's an agricultural energy that enables us to govern our culture, to structure culture in the earth. It's called the agricultural energy. It's also called the Shekinah glory, or it's called the flower of life. There's an energy that derives from God, comes onto us during the twilight zone or the twilight time frame, and it cultivates. It enables the things that we need to cultivate. So God created everything, and in everything God deposited something that is called spirit, or it's also called animism. Everything that is in the earth is a living organism. Are you checking that? So this living organism that lives in the earth, it needs to be cultivated. And there are certain time frames that God designed for the cultivation, for the structuring, for the branding of these organisms. Now, I may say that there are 12 hours in the day and there are 12 hours in the night, due to the fact that according to the time frame of Uganda time frame, a night has 12 hours, or evening and night has 12 hours, and daytime also has 12 hours. But the transisting time frame, when these transist into coming from daytime, transisting into evening, and transisting into nighttime, that transition time is called twilight zone. And the transition time coming from night and transisting or moving into daytime, that transition zone is also called twilight season or twilight zone. And according to Uganda, we have 12 equal time, 12 in the night, 12 hours in the day. Altogether, that becomes 24 hours. When you count 24 hours, there are 24 hours representing the 12 sons of Jacob. The 12 sons of Jacob. Jacob had 12 sons. But then you have the night hours representing the 12 apostles that the Messiah, known as Yeshua, gathered. So altogether, that becomes number 24. 24 hours in full. But the daytime is 12 hours. The nighttime is 12 hours. And Uganda is the equalized. It's the equinox. It's the equal time of the world. Because in Uganda, you have exactly 12 hours in the night and you have exactly 12 hours in the day. It's Uganda. Because it's the equinox. It's the equator of the earth. It's where the equator, where time is equalized and balanced in its equal capacity. towards the whole entire universe, or towards the whole entire earth, or towards the seven continents that God deposited in the earth. We are still talking about twilight zone. So in this twilight zone, in the evening time, yeah, because when you look at Europe and you look at other continents, sometimes when it's winter time, the night times are longer than the day times. And when it's summertime, the summer times are longer than the day times are longer than the night hours, depending if you are in summer or if you are in winter. So they don't have equalized time, or they don't have balanced time, 12 hours, 12 hours. Yeshua HaMashiach, our Lord, says unto us that, didn't you know that you are the children of the day? And if you are the children of the day, you ought to walk in the daytime. And the daytime has 12 hours. Don't you know that there are 12 hours in the day? So what country or what location was he speaking to the earth in within time? He was speaking from the location of Uganda. Because we have equal time day, 12 hours, equal time night, 12 hours. Now let us go into the message to understand. Now as I break down according to the time frame of prayer warriors praying according to the time, also Israel closely have equal times, but sometimes also Israel may add on some certain hours or few minutes or certain hours depending on which season they are in, if they are in winter or if they are in summer. And an hour or some hours can be subtracted. Yeah, but Uganda is the exact time frame measured accordingly. Israel is also close right there, but in time Israel differs a little bit due to the fact that there are some minutes added on there. Now let me establish this message by saying this. Twilight, the word twilight is a period in the sky between the time frame of the day as the day is shifting in the night. And there's another twilight that occurs around night time, half 3 o'clock in the night. You have now the morning. This message will be continued in the next part. You've been listening to the voice of Apostle Ngabo from the Council of Ngabo, God's Quota, who celebrate Uganda in the land of Ham, the land of Kush, the Pearl of Africa. I'm saying God bless.